And it's Monday, so let's open that spigot that flows from social media, because a lot of news came through this weekend. Annie Colbert is viral content editor at the news and social media website Mashable. Annie, start with a big story.
So the biggest thing today is the fraternity Sigma Alpha Epsilon said Sunday night that its University of Oklahoma chapter is going to be closed and its members are going to be suspended after a video showing members chanting a racist slur was posted online and went viral. Yeah. Members in the video are also saying that they wouldn't admit African-American members to their chapter. We have a little bit of sound from that video.
Yeah, we've bleeped the offensive words, but let's listen. So there will never be an N-word in SAE. What's happened?
So the frat house has been hit by vandals. There's graffiti that's saying tear it down. And now we have police standing guard outside. And we're also seeing students from OU organize online. There was a demonstration on campus this morning, and many of them are changing their avatars on social media to say not our campus.
Okay. So again, a cell phone can pick up and make news through social media. Twitter created another story after Curt Schilling, the former major league pitcher, posted a tweet late last month about his daughter, Gabby. She's getting a pitching position when she goes to Salve Regina College in Rhode Island next year. Curt Schilling was very proud of her. But catch up, people who haven't heard what happened when he posted that tweet.
The responses that he got were incredibly vulgar. There were people tweeting things about rape and violence. And this is a 17-year-old kid that they're tweeting about.
Now, some people would say that initially Schilling made the cardinal error in that he tried to talk to these people, that he engaged with them, which, of course, made it worse. But here he is. He did an interview with his daughter on NPR's Only a Game.
There are teenage girls all over this country who have been belittled and bullied online who have killed themselves. So I'm done hearing that's the way it is, that's the world we live in. No, it's not. We don't have to allow it to be. You don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to have money to fix this. You just have to expose these people.
So Annie Colbert, what did he do?
He went online and he did something about it. He started Googling these people. He found them. He was emailing them. He was publicly outing them in blog posts. He even emailed some of their parents. One of them was Adam Nagel, who was a student at Brookdale Community College in New Jersey, who ended up being suspended from school. There was another man, Sean McDonald, who had worked part-time selling tickets for the Yankees, who has since lost his job.
Right. All told, Schilling said he located, within an hour and a half, nine of the abusers. That's going to be a surprise to a lot of people that you can find out who the supposedly anonymous people are behind Twitter handles.
Yeah, even though we're on Twitter, we think there's this mask of anonymity. We're all still people. And a lot of people were talking about, well, did he get results because he's Curt Schilling? You know, many people have experienced online bullying, and they don't always get the results that they want of, like, having these people shut down. So there's a big discussion around that.
Okay, a lot of the shadows of social media. How about something uplifting?
Late last week, there were these two photos posted to the website 4chan. It was an overweight man dancing at a concert, and one photo shows him having a great time, and the second photo, he looks really sad. And the 4chan user said that this man had overheard he and his friends laughing at him. But the photo started spreading online, and people felt terrible for this man. So there was this big movement to find the dancing man. So thousands and thousands of people are organizing. They found him, and they want to throw a huge dancing party in his honor in Los Angeles very soon.
Great story. Social media, social justice. Annie Colbert, a viral content editor for Mashable. Thanks, as always.
Thanks, Robin.